Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. This appears to be a bumper year for Ludwigia, the invasive aquatic plant that is, once again, spreading across large swaths of the Laguna de Santa Rosa. The lush greenery is a disappointment to Julian Meisler, the biologist who has been leading the Laguna Foundation's three-year program to combat the weed.
It's a little discouraging, but it's not really surprising. We have conditions still in the Laguna that are very much ideal and very suited to that plant.
Primary among those conditions is the presence of water itself,
where we're seeing lots of Ludwigia. In July, there shouldn't be any water in there, but that's coming in from people watering their lawns too much, golf courses, agricultural operations, people washing their cars. All of that water is going down your storm drain, ending up in these creeks. It's probably full of nutrients. It couldn't be better for the growth of this plant.
Paradoxically, Meisler says a second consecutive dry winter has also helped fuel the aggressive regrowth of the unwanted plant.
As a result, these channels that are formerly, 4 to 6 feet deep in the summertime are about 2 feet deep. And that's one of the most important factors with Ludwigia. It's an aquatic plant, but it needs to root in sediment. And so in a deep channel, it's rooting to the side and then slowly creeping out across. If, on the other hand, you have very shallow water, that rooting occurs across the entire base of the channel, sort of an exponential growth. It really covers the channel quickly.
Over the past two summers, the Ludwigia Task Force fought it by spraying the expanses of plant with an herbicide, then using heavy equipment to remove the dead plant mass, thousands of tons of it. But the rapid return of the weed has taught them two lessons, Meisler says. One is that the herbicide simply isn't effective.
Those herbicides weren't getting all the way down into the roots, so they weren't providing the kind of control that we really needed them to. And if it doesn't do that, it's not really serving a purpose.
The second lesson, he adds, is that each area of infestation is different and requires differing tactics to combat the weed. So Meisler is now weighing a new approach, a seasonal alteration of the Laguna channel itself, at least in certain places, to create deep water where the plant does not spread quickly and drier banks where it dies back naturally.
If we have 18 inches to 36 inches of water across 200 feet of channel, could we contain that summertime water, creating a low-flow channel within that broad channel, digging 15 feet across, maybe 10 feet deep, and saying, okay, we're probably going to have Ludwigia in that area, but we're not going to have it over a 200-foot area. So it's containment rather than absolute control.
If all this sounds like a lot of trouble just to fight an invasive weed, Meisler notes there are several important reasons to make the effort.
It's mosquito issues, it's flooding issues, it's biodiversity issues, and water quality issues. So there's a lot of reasons to want to get rid of it.
And it's not just a local problem. Botanists up and down the Pacific Coast are wrestling with Ludwigia infestations from San Diego to as far north as Washington State. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.